The Gemara Daf Gimel Beis in Tainus discusses the Tefillah of Hanenu, which is said on a Tainus, and the Gemara has a machlokes when exactly the Yachid says the Tefillah of Hanenu. According to one man, the Amar, it's said Ben Gael Reifa, between the bracha of Gael Yisrael and Refuah. Another man, the Amar says you say B'Shemeya Tefillah. So that's a machlokes when exactly it's said. But what the Gemara does not discuss, the Beferish, is when, at which Tefillah do we say Hanenu? Do we say it only in Mincha? Do we say it during Shachas? Do we say it during Maariv? So the Gemara doesn't talk about this, but the Rishonim discusses the Rashi over here in Tosfos earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. They bring down from the Bahag that the Baal Halachas Gedolos, who said that a Yachid does not say Anenu during Shachas. A Yachid should only say Anenu during Mincha, but he should not say it during Shachas of the Tainus. Why not? Because even though now he's fasting, but maybe later on something's going to happen to him, he's going to get sick, and Anus will happen, and he'll have to break his fast. And Nimtza Shachim Bitfilaso, it'll come out that he's a liar. It comes out that he lied. He said, Anenu B'yayim Tzantan Nisenu, which answered me on my day of my Tainus, but it comes out you're not fasting, so you're a Shachrin, so therefore you can't say it during Shachas. During Mincha at that point, you're definitely fasting, you're probably going to finish it. So it's not a problem, but during Shachas, you should not say Anenu. The Chazan could say it even during Shachas, because at least somebody in the Kahal will end up fasting. But a Yachid shouldn't do it during Shachas, because maybe he's not going to end up fasting. That's the Shita of the Bahag. But Tosfos says that it's not a problem. Tosfos says you could say it during Shachas. Why? Because they're not called a Shachran. He says, V'li nir de l'nikra Shachran. This is Tosfos earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. He says, we're not worried about being called a Shachran. Why? Kevin Shahaya b'dayta l'isana. Since your das was to fast at that time, therefore you're not a Shachran. He says, afil ikri einus achakach. Even if an einus happens, you're not able to fast. L'gara m'misana l'shayis. It's no worse than somebody who's misana l'shayis. Being misana l'shayis is also a tainus. So even though you break it later on, it doesn't make a difference. You're not a Shachran because at that point it was daita l'isanus. You did have in mind to fast. So the question is, what exactly does Tosfos mean over here? So the Rashash in Nedarim and Daf Nun Tesmud Aleph asks an interesting kasha, which other Achareim ask as well, on the din of Sheila by Truma. The halacha is that if a person is mafish Truma, he's able to be Shail. He could be Shail, he can have charat on his Truma, and he could undo it. He could be Matir, he could be Shail on the Truma, and the Truma is no longer Truma. So, in fact, the Rashash Akasha, how could you ever be Shail on Truma when you're mafish Truma? You make a bracha. There's a bracha in a fresh Truma. Now, if you're Shail and you undo it and it comes out that it's not Truma, it comes out that your bracha is now a bracha levatala. So, it should be usher to be Shail on Truma because you're turning your bracha lemafreya into a bracha levatala. That's the kasha of the Rashash. And the Rashash wants to say that maybe he can answer this kasha according to our Tosfos over here. Tosfos and Tainus and Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos says that if you could say Anenu in the morning, even though you might end up breaking your fast, and it comes out that you're not fasting, Zok Tosfos, you're not a Shachem B'Tfilah, so you're not lying, because at that time, you were B'Daita L'Isanos, Kevin Shah, B'Daita L'Isanos, since at that time when you said Anenu, you did have in mind to fast, even though later on you broke it, that means you're not a liar, because B'Shah Samaisa, what you said is true. So who then over here, you made a bracha at that time, it was true, we don't care that later on it ended up being a bracha batala, later on you didn't need it, but if B'Shah Samaisa, this is what you meant, it is not a problem of bracha batala. That's what he wants to bring from our Tosfos to answer the kasha by Sheila and Truma. Now, L'chaira, if you read Tosfos carefully, this doesn't seem to be a tzushtal. L'chaira, there's no raya from Tosfos, because Tosfos doesn't just say it was daita l'isanis, he adds something over here, he says it was daita l'isanis, and therefore, like gara misana l'shayis, it's no worse than misana l'shayis. In other words, Tosfos is saying that at that point, you had a mind to be misana, and even though later on you broke it, but it's no worse than someone who's misana l'shayis, which means that even though you broke it, but those couple of hours that you fasted have a dentinus. It's misana l'shayis, it has a dentinus, and if it has a dentinus, for that reason, you're not a shakran by saying b'yom tzantani senu, because you were being misana. You maybe didn't fast the whole day, but you fasted for a couple hours, which also has a shame tinus, and that's why you're not a shakran. But when it comes to hafreshes truma, when you're showing the truma, it comes out that it's not truma at all. There's absolutely no truma over here, and the bracha is a total bracha batala. L'chaira would not be a raya from Tosfos that svar would work by Sheila and truma. So, but that's what Tosfos says. Now, truth is, if you look in the Rush over here, in some of your Zayin, the Rush says the same thing as Tosfos, but he leaves out that last line. And when the Rush comes to say that you're allowed to say Anenu during Shachas, and he says there's no problem of being a Shachar b'tfilasa, he says like this. He says, Elevadai, since at the time that you're davening, you had in mind to fast at that point, even though later on you ended up breaking it, you're not a shakim mitfilasa. And he does not mention anything about misan and lashay, like Tosfos did. So from the Rashi, it's mashma that svar could stand on its own 2 feet. That the fact that you had b'dayt lisanas at this time, that enough is alone is enough to make you not a shakim mitfilasa, because lemaisa now that was your das. And lefi that, maybe the Rosh Hashanah has a good point. Maybe that would be a raya tough Rosh's truma, that even though you're shalom, it's no longer truma, but if Rosh Hashanah you had in mind for it to be truma, even though now you uprooted it, it's not a problem, it's not brachal v'atala, because Rosh Hashanah, that's what he had in mind. So lefi the Rosh, l'chari the Rosh Hashanah does have a good teretz. But the truth is, I think that maybe even lefi the Rosh, there's no raya, because there's a chilik between the concept of nimtza shakran and the concept of brachal v'atala. When it comes to a bracha batala means that a bracha has to be said for a purpose. A bracha which is said in vain, said for no reason, is a bracha batala. So if you make a bracha on truma, then you're shalom truma, it comes out that I'm afraid there was no truma over here, your bracha was meaningless, it had no served no purpose at all, and that's a bracha batala, and that would be a problem. Mashenkin over here, even in the Rush, what the Rush is saying, we're not dealing with bracha batala, we're dealing with the concept of shakran, of lying. Shakran means you said something which is false. So Zok the Rush. Rush is saying, I'm not a shakran, I'm not lying, because b'shas ma'aseh, when I said I'm fasting, those words are true. You were fasting at that point in time, you were fasting, you're being misanu, as daitul isanus, you were fasting, you're planning on fasting, so you could say the words, I'm fasting. The fact that later on something happened and you changed your mind and you stopped fasting because an itis happened, you became sick, that doesn't mean that nalam afreya, you lied. You can't become a liar, lama freya. What I said at that time was true. At that point in time, it was true. I was fasting. Later on, I stopped fasting, but that doesn't take away from the fact that I was fasting when I said those words. Mashenkin by Shela and Truma. Once you're showing Truma, lama freya means that there was no Truma here at all. So lama freya, the bracha was a bracha batala. So perhaps there won't be a raya from the Rush to the Rosh Hashanah's teretz by Truma. Now, it could be you could say a different teretz to answer the Rosh Hashanah's kasha by Truma. You could say one of two things. Number one, you could say that the whole concept of bracha v'atala means that the bracha was said for no reason. It was, I had no reason to say the bracha. But if I had a reason to say it, i.e. that b'shas ma'aseh was Truma, then it's not l'vatala, right? Meaning, when I was not fish of Truma, I had a right to make a bracha, because now it was Truma. So it's not l'vatala, I said it for a purpose. The fact that later on, it comes out that I didn't need to do it, because I uprooted the Truma, that doesn't make it a bracha v'atala, because I had a reason for doing it, I had a reason to do it. The reason was at that point in time was Truma. So you can't make it a bracha v'atala mafreya, because if it was said for a purpose, that by definition is not l'vatala. So that might be a different svar to answer the kasha by Truma without coming on to the Rosh and Taisis over here. And maybe you could say another mahalach, to answer the kasha by Truma, I'll pee the famous yisoid from Shimon Shkap and others, that there's a concept of mikanu la'aba l'mafreya, that when you say something is nekula mafreya, it does not mean that it's fully l'mafreya, but it means mikanu la'aba, from moving on forward from now, we treat it as if it was nekula mafreya. But going back in time, at that point in time, it really was there. We're not fully uprooting. We can't go back in time and change what happened then. We could just treat it from now on as if it was nekula mafreya. So mikanu la'aba, we say, was nekula mafreya, but anything that has to do with what was happening, you know, what happened l'maisa at that point in time, we leave it the way it was. So that means from now on, we'll view the Truma as if it's no longer Truma, but B'shas Ma'aseh then it was Truma. Even now, we view it as if then it was Truma, which means that the bracha that I made at that point was a good bracha, because even now we acknowledge that it was Truma then. It's only Mikana La'aba that it's not Truma, and that can be another teretz why there's no problem of bracha batala when you're shoyl on Truma.